Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am a more mature Greg the Dive Master.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, it was my birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday!
What kind of accent is that, Bill?
Happy birthday!
Italian?
No, I don't know. I can't tell you.
Swedish chef? I don't know.
Don't worry, it'll change.
Too much caffeine in his coffee.
Yes. Well, as you hear, Bill is here. Jimmy the Helper Boy. We are in the studio, at least this week.
Ooh. Didn't we promise you an exotic dancer of some sort?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy? Make with the exotic dance.
No. Not again. My eyes are burning. No, actually, on the phone, though, is Mermaid Abby, and she was on the liveaboard with us from Explorer Ventures as we cruised the Caribbean. And I believe she's doing exotic dancing while she's on the phone. Is that right,
yeah,
Abby?
Yeah, baby.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you.
Yes, Greg. Unfortunately, I was not able to make the show today, but I will tell you that I am dancing as we speak.
So of course.
I'm sorry you can't see it in person.
And she's very healthy and takes care of herself. She's not winded at all. You notice that? She doesn't sound like the guy from our last show who was on the phone and was out of breath after walking up the stairs.
Yes. See, I'm like Britney Spears. I can somehow manage to dance all over the place and never lose a beat and never lose my breath. So.
It is impressive. She doesn't breathe. I mean, have you seen her underwater? We shot Mermaid video underwater in the Bahamas last week, and Mermaid Abby was quite impressive because she literally, you know, she's breath-holding. She's swimming in her mermaid outfit from one regulator to the other in about 60 feet of water, and she does it like it's no tomorrow. It's no big deal.
I've heard many people compliment her on her lungs. Nice lungs, Abby. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I get that all the time. Yes, but you know what Greg did fail to mention is that not only was I swimming in the ocean, but I also had a few creatures that were joining me on my little mermaid swims.
Yes, we took Mermaid Abby on a shark dive. And you didn't hear this on the show last week because we taped the show on the boat the day before we did the shark dive with Mermaid Abby and the sharks in the Bahamas.
So
yeah,
go ahead.
Let me explain. Let me point out something that I noticed after the fact. We recorded the entire show on the boat before I did the shark dive.
What?
So was that because you were skeptical of what would happen when you put a mermaid in the water with a bunch of sharks, Greg?
No, well, I wasn't skeptical. I just wanted you to help out produce the show, because if you would have did the shark dive and got eaten, then I'd have to do the show solo, and that would have just been like twice as much work.
You know, I was a little bit confused because there was that that 5-second spot at the beginning where you had taken out your pre-produced "This show is in memory of Mermaid Abby."
Right. Well, we had that as a backup plan, just in case.
Okay, that's nice.
Just in case. I noticed that. I noticed that he made sure that moments before I got in the water with the sharks, he had the show finished. And then I did the shark swim. But fortunately, I did survive, and I hear we had some good footage. So it's worth it then, I suppose.
I'm wondering, because you when you go to places like the Shark Attack File, and you're looking at what causes shark attacks, quite often it's confusion. You know, the shark their brain slightly gets muddled. They think that a surfer on a surfboard is, you know, a seal or something else that they might eat. They see the little hand. They think it's a little bait fish. What exactly do you think a shark's thinking when it sees a mermaid underwater? You know, without the legs.
I think it's thinking lunch.
Well, that's what you would think, but you know, when we're in Guadalupe, we put the mermaids in the shark cages, and what happened to the sharks? They went away. And
that's true.
And we actually did this last week on the boat with Oscar the Grouper. Oscar the Grouper would not play with Mermaid Abby.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he was more dangerous than the sharks, actually. He tried to eat my top. And,
well, I don't know if he tried to eat it. He might have...
Licked at it?
He might have...
Tasted it a little?
Yeah, it's hard to say what was going on there.
Oscar the Grouper.
Feet, I think.
Yeah. He was making his moves.
only good-tasting tuna.
He wanted to spawn or something. I don't know, but yeah, he went after our top. He did. And that was kind of... A little freaky. I got that on video, by the way.
Yeah.
So that will be on Scuba Radio
soon.
How big
was this grouper?
I'd say a 30, 40-pounder, easy.
30, 40-pounder.
Yeah.
Yeah, big enough to grope me, that's for sure.
He's a grouper, all right.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's a grouper. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, I thought, now, I couldn't really see Oscar because my vision's blurred. I'm swimming without a mask or without my regulator. So the whole time that he's attempting to remove my top, I thought he was frolicking and playing with me. But it turns out he was just trying to violate me. So a little confusion there.
Well, you know what? I've known plenty of people who were frolicking and playing when they were trying to... Wait a second. Let me rephrase
and
that.
I will say that explains why Abby went and had a cigarette on the bow of the boat after that. But
I needed to relax after that. Yeah, a lot of energy just there.
I didn't make that connection until just now. Anyway, Oscar the Grouper didn't want to play with the mermaid. And sure enough, when we did the shark dive, at first the sharks seemed like they were going to do the same thing. They were going to go away.
I thought they were trying to take off her top.
Yeah. No, you can't train sharks as good as groupers.
Oh, wow.
But, they seemed like they were going to go away. And sure enough, slowly but surely, they started getting closer and closer. To the point that we finally had to call the dive. We did have to call the dive. It got a little bit, I don't know, it didn't get out of control at all. They were calm, just like any time when you see sharks underwater. But they did seem a little bit curious because they're not used to seeing, you know, free divers in mermaid outfits underwater. So they did seem like they were coming in a little closer to investigate. But we got some great footage that we're going to get up at scubaradio.com. And if that weren't enough, we also had the Bonica Scuba Radio Mermaid Cam in full effect. So Abby has her own footage. We gave her a Bonica underwater camera system, HD underwater camera system, to film. And she got some interesting stuff, especially topside as well.
Yes. If you look at the Bonica footage, you can actually see what the trip's like through my eyes. And most of the time I'm looking at, you know, great glass. So, what can I say?
Well, what hot chick is it?
Keep dreaming, Greg.
You got a
dreaming.
Point there, Greg.
You know, if Oscar the grouper had really gotten his way, we could have seen some of the topless side attractions as well. And I'm a little disappointed that didn't happen.
Well,
you know, they don't have very good, hand-eye coordination, those groupers. So, unfortunately, he was not able to remove the top.
Yes. Mm.
But nonetheless, yeah, the footage that I took is, you know, my amateur footage, but it is definitely through my eyes, so you can see what I do on my dives and what I like to see. So check it out.
Yeah, and there are more shots other than my butt, so fear not.
Yes, I won't disappoint your viewers and your listeners, Greg. Don't worry.
Yeah, now we're going to be, you know, we're basically taking all this footage that we shot last week, and then we're going to the Bahamas this coming week as well, so it's probably going to be another week or so before this video ends up on scubaradio.com, but rest assured, we got some good stuff, and it will show up there soon.
Greg, if I can for you, two words. Buckle down. I mean, seriously, your real work lasts an entire whopping 120 minutes on a Saturday afternoon. Try and squeeze in some time where you can do some video editing during the week. See what you can do for me, all right?
Well, we shot probably.
Here, here,
Bill. Well, Abby, you're supposed to have my back here. What's going on?
She's got pictures of your back. That's enough.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten Greg on the trip, actually. See, remarkably, I take all these photos on our trips and video, and I give them to Greg right away. Now, if I were to ask for a picture or video from Greg, turns out I don't ever get it. So I'm definitely taking Bill's side on this one, Greg.
Oh, jeez.
You're a flacker.
It's a mutiny. the Scuba Radio crew.
You can have a great week.
These kids today, I'll tell you.
You're gonna have both me and Bill harassing you while we're in Andros. It's gonna be super.
Oh, you're gonna be all liquored up. You won't even know which way to direct verbal jabs my way.
You know, I've seen.
Guy, I love you, man.
I've seen Abby when she's had a beverage or two.
Yeah.
She's still not afraid to tell people what to do. I mean, that's not one of the things she loses when she when she's been drinking.
Yeah.
I might even tell people what to do even more so.
Some of them are physically impossible, but she'll still tell them.
This could be.
Yeah. So get ready, Greg.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so I'll drink under the table just like you did on the boat. Anyway, you know, September 6th, we're going to go back out on this Caribbean Explorer 1 liveaboard.
Wow, I love when you say we, Greg.
What do you mean?
Well, we would be inclusive of, I don't know.
Abby. Nikki.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe Denise.
Yeah.
You should just start saying excluding Bill.
Yeah.
Excluding Bill, we're going to be going on a trip this September 6th.
Yeah.
Everyone excluding Bill.
Yeah. Well, that may be. But you know what I found out, Abby? You know, we had a great time on the boat. The vessel was top-notch, right? The food was awesome. The accommodations kicked. I mean, it was just a great trip all the way around, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, we're going on a different itinerary on the same boat, and we'll do two tank dives in the morning, and then we'll have lunch, and then we will cruise for wild dolphins. What I found out this week when we got back, you know, after scoping out the vessel, is that that September 6th trip is actually the same price as what their typical itinerary is, and what we experienced there in the central Bahamas there at San Salvador, Conception Island, and Long Key. That when we're going up north in the northern chain to cruise with wild dogs, I thought there was going to be like a premium surcharge tacked on to the trip, but it's not. It's same price. It's like $12.95, $14.95 per stateroom or per person on our September 6th Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And, you know, we're going to bring a few giveaways for everybody, and we will have our full force of mermaids on board to basically take this whole mermaid footage we shot last week, really kick it up a notch, because not only will we'll probably see some sharks too, actually. However, this one we're going to be hanging with wild dolphins. Now that will be something that'll be something to see. Because,
well,
you know,
that's a bargain right there, Greg. That really is. I mean, our trip that we just took was phenomenal. And if you throw in pods of wild dolphins, yeah, I would have expected the price to go up, but that's a great deal. So you factor in everything you do on your normal dive, plus dolphins and mermaids and Scuba Radio giveaways. So it's a bargain all the way around.
Yeah, by the way, dolphins, Abby, you know this, I'm sure, as a marine creature yourself, as a mermaid, that they're the most sexual marine mammals in the sea.
Oh, that's Denise. That's Denise in a wetsuit. Everybody knows that.
Denise. Oh, that's right. I had it mixed up. My bad. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Brace yourself for immediate disintegration.
Oh, my.
Sometimes we act, sometimes it's night, sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's bright, sometimes we talk about it and plan the next dive, cause it's all that we have in our mind. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes the reef colors explode, and then we talk about it on our Scuba Diving Show. Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, we broadcast from the Our World Underwater show in Chicago a few months ago. We're actually heading back there June 7th and 8th to Higg Quarry, just south of Chicago. If you're in the area, make sure you join us for that. However, somebody I met there at the show does a pretty cool little program called the STARS program, and Kevin's on the line to tell us about it. How you doing, Kevin?
Pretty good.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
And tell us about STARS. What did you, first of all, you guys work on the, what, in Chicago or in the suburbs of Chicago land or what?
Yeah, we're on the outskirts of Chicago, and the program's been based here now for 4 years with expansion going on now into Colorado and Missouri. And work out in the suburb called Elgin, Illinois, and work directly with either local law enforcement or social services there.
All right, so STARS stands for what?
Scuba training at risk students, kids that must be in school ages 12 to 17 years old.
Okay, and so you take kids that are having trouble, what, broken homes, what, drug problems, school problems, what do we have here?
You name it. You name, right now, we're the program this year, we're based with kids who are wards of the state, kids with either no family or family has been, they've been separated with due to court proceedings, typically economically, financially, culturally challenged kids, behaviorally challenged kids with maybe little or no academic success.
Got it. It's starsinternational.org is the website to learn more about these folks. Now, it sounds like an interesting program. I don't know a lot about it, but basically, what are you doing? Taking these kids in these at-risk environments or that they've had some trauma in their life, and you're turning them on to scuba and taking them through the certification process to, what, learn how to do it and just learn the skill to keep them off the streets, or what?
Yeah, the whole thing is to drive them back into academics in school. I mean, without school, they're not going to go anywhere. So if I can take scuba and I can get them hooked on something they're very interested in and collaterally drive them into an interest of fitness, do some self-development training, teach them that, you know, science is really cool and math is really cool because you need it for scuba diving as well. It's amazing how just learning scuba over the course of a year, doing 50 dives, taking them from ground zero, sometimes not even swimming, up through rescue diver with about five or six specialties, their grades turn around by the next year and they're different kids.
Yeah, and I would imagine they have to lean on their friends quite a bit and make new relationships because you have to have a dive buddy, right?
These are kids that are typically not athletically involved. They're not academically gifted. They haven't found that unique identity. That's what scuba diving gives them, is their own unique identity that no one else has. They learn what teamwork is all about instead of what gang work is all about. And a lot of them have been gang involved. They're going the wrong way. They're followers. And this makes them a leader in their own little social circle. Ugh.
Yeah, well, I like it. I mean, that's a great program, it sounds like you guys are doing there. And people can support the program, once again, by going to starsinternational.org and looking on the website. But also, you guys are looking to replicate this program. You mentioned where, what, out in Denver? Where was the other places?
Yeah, since we've been beneath our world underwater and beneath the sea, we picked up some additional people like me, driving catalysts into the local community who wanted to start up a STARS startup program in their own community. So right now we have one being startup underway in Columbia, Missouri, which is southwestern Missouri. And the next one is in Durango, Colorado. And in beneath the seas, I met a gentleman from Norfolk, Virginia, who would like to have the next one.
Yeah, well, it's a great program, and God knows we could use more of these in probably just about every city in the United States, unfortunately, and give the kids something to work on. I think it's a very worthwhile program you're doing there, Kevin. And I know you do some stuff there at Hague Quarry and some of the local places, but then you take the kids, like, what, to Cozumel or Cayman or some big trip if you can every year?
Yeah, the program to do a basic in-state program runs us around $16,000 to $20,000 a year. To do the program like I'd like you to do, and that is to take them on an international trip during the summer, runs about $50,000 is what our budget is. And I've got a really great partner down in Turks and Caicos, Privilege Turtle Divers, who has basically sponsored us the last 2 years to bring the kids down there and run a program there involving local kids, local community doing beach cleanups, involving local government tourism, and I've got additional shops in Grand Cayman and in Cozumel all wanting to bring us down there to do host a program. Even Curacao had one this year, an offering to bring up kids down there.
Well, there you go. If you have a dive store or dive operation, go to starsinternational.org, and you can help them out in that capacity. Or maybe you even just have a dive club and you want to sponsor one of the kids, go to the website, starsinternational.org, and you can help out Kevin and the gang there. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
Okay, we got a lot to cover on today's show. This is one of the only times we're going to be in the studio in the next month and a half. And I'll go over the broadcast schedule with you here momentarily on the big show. But first, let's talk to Gary from Underwater Unlimited down in Miami. Tech Conference or Tech Dive Miami is literally 2 weeks away. Gary, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good, Greg. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, the second annual Tech Diving Miami Conference going on there at Underwater Unlimited in Miami, correct?
That's exactly correct.
So what's on the agenda?
Well, this year it's an expanded program. Of course, as you know, last year we had people from all over the world attending this conference, and the response is incredible. But this year we have Captain Spencer Slate from Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo.
Yay. Is he going to will he be belching, by the way? Probably, sure.
Gosh, I hope so.
Yes.
You know, if you give him an award, he'll do it on demand.
Exactly, yes.
But he helped get the Spiegel Grove sunk, which was a very large Navy ship for divers, in particular tech divers, and I think he's helping with the Vandenberg in Key West.
Well, that would make sense. He obviously has plenty of experience, well, like you said, with the Spiegel Grove.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. So that is, he's going to come and speak to everyone about that, or what?
He is, and he has some footage from when the Spiegel Grove was being sunk. There's actually divers on it as it went down, apparently, and I think they're planning something really spectacular for the Vandenberg in Key West.
Excellent. All right, so we'll have an update from Captain Slate on that, and then you got the GUI folks there, too, don't you?
We do. David Ray and Jared Jablonski are two of the principal explorers with the GUE, or the Global Underwater Explorers. You may recall those are the guys who broke the world record December 15th up at Wakulla Springs in northern Florida, where they did that dive from one spring to another. I think it was 14 miles at 300 feet.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy stuff. They were talking about doing this a little bit last year at the event. And since then, they've accomplished it.
They actually have. And David Ray will be speaking on the use of rebreathers in technical diving. And, of course, Jared Jablonski, who is the founder of GUE and Halcyon Equipment Line, will be talking about how they want to extend their exploration from the two springs they've connected and trying, obviously, to connect other springs.
Yes, that is nice stuff. All right, we'll tell you all about it, where to go, how to sign up next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Wow. Infotainment.
We're talking about Tech Dive Miami 2008 at Underwater Unlimited. That happens May 31st and June 1st there at the dive store Underwater Unlimited in Miami. Gary Hunt is on the line to talk to us about it and tell us the agenda. We already heard that the folks from GUE are going to be there, Jared Jablonski, David Rea. They're going to have a little update on their world record dive that they did through Wakulla Springs, right?
That's correct. We also have Artie Maleshi. Artie is a fellow you may remember from the James Bond movies and Smokey and the Bandit. This guy is a stunt guy, first and foremost. But he is the go-to guy for the motion picture industry for anything that's done on or in the water. He provides the choreography, the photography, the rigging, the safety divers, the stunts. And Artie will be speaking on the evolution of diving and how it's used in behind the scenes.
Now, is it true that Artie did the stunt diving for Jacqueline Bisset in The Deep?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, see,
among others.
So, Greg, when you were getting so excited by Jacqueline Bisset, it was really Artie. I just want you to know.
Want to dive naked in the bathtub in the hotel room?
But you should hear how excited Artie was to be behind Jacqueline Bisset in that movie. This guy has all the luck.
Really? So that could be a very interesting little chat that he's going to have with the group there on the 31st, it sounds like.
Greg, he may have Jacqueline Bisset, but you know who we have here at Underwater Unlimited.
Uh-oh.
We've got Ashley.
Oh,
and she's in here, and she wore her Scuba Radio shirt here today because she knew you were calling, and she just wants to say hi to the dive master.
Oh, yes, please. Bring it. See, you know, it's my birthday.
Greg.
Hi, Ashley. How you doing?
Great. I can't wait to see you.
Oh, you're so sweet. You know, it was my birthday yesterday.
Oh.
So, you know, when I come down there in a couple weeks, we'll just have like a little mini birthday bash, right?
Yes. We'll have a birthday dive.
Swell. I love it. Oh, I look forward to seeing you.
In his birthday suit.
Well, can't wait to see you June 1st, May 31st.
You got it, Ashley. Thank you so much.
What are you
putting your hands up there, Bill? You're looking at me like, what?
Actually, it was just because of you, Greg.
Oh, okay. He's like, tell her to put on her birthday suit.
That's not what I said.
No, that's not it? Okay, I'm just guessing. But, Gary, okay, so this is May 31st. All the festivities take place at Underwater Unlimited from like 1 to 5, something like that, on Saturday, correct? What? Did we lose Gary? There he is. Gary?
Yeah.
So that is the agenda. And then Sunday morning, the group heads down to Key Largo, and we're going to dive the Spiegel Grove with Captain Slate and everybody down there, right?
Well, that's right, Greg. And certainly, you know, guys like Jared Jablonski and David Ray, when they get in the water, they're doing these, you know, really hairy explorations deep, you know, that most people don't get to go to. But this is one of the rare opportunities to dive with these explorers on local wrecks and just kind of hang out with them and, you know, listen to their stories and get a few pointers, maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be cool stuff. It was a great time last year, so I can't wait to do it again. We're, of course, going to be doing Scuba Radio Live from Underwater Unlimited on the 31st. So come on out, join the party. Go to underwaterunlimited.net, get information. And, Gary, what's the phone number they can call if they want to book a spot for this event?
It's 305-445-7837. And by the way, we're having a Speedo contest for Greg the Dive Master, and I want everybody to go online and vote. We're going to be posting pictures of Greg and his Speedo. Even if we have to photo enhance it, we will.
And you will.
Yeah, has he been drinking? I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't wear a Speedo. I go commando. Everybody knows that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes, he knows. More coming up.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef. Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to CoralCavernsResort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 22. Never attempt to smoke seaweed while diving.
Hey, this is great, man.
Besides, lighting a match underwater takes forever, and even those nasty Zippo lighters don't stay lit. And don't get me started on secondhand smoke down there either.
Don't make me smack you.
Huh? So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's on your mind today, Jeff?
Dude, let's talk about some myths and legends.
Okay, what kind of myths and legends would those be?
Well, diving myths and legends. It's amazing how much misinformation is really out there, and especially when it comes to educating folks still thinking about getting into the sport.
Oh, man, I know what you're talking about. I hear the same ones over and over again from new students, and I swear that if half of them were true, I wouldn't be diving.
Yeah, me neither. What's some of your favorites?
I'm claustrophobic. There's no way I could ever dive.
You know what? If I had a dime for every time I've heard that one, what do you tell them?
I tell them that I understand how they could feel that way, and it's not an uncommon concern among new divers, but that diving is anything but claustrophobic. I tell them that it often produces a feeling of weightlessness, leaving divers feeling free and very much not confined. And if they're still unsure after we talk, I encourage them to take a Discover Scuba session before committing to full training.
Nice.
How about you?
I get you have to be a super swimmer to scuba dive.
And please don't tell me you'd jump into that whole fitness and diving talk. Do you?
No, although being fit for diving does have several benefits.
Jeff!
Well, it does, but, well, yeah, you do have to know how to swim to dive. You know, diving has swimmers of every level. I tell people who think about it that it's really more important to be comfortable in the water than to really have good technique.
And then you tell them about fitness and diving.
Only if they ask.
How about my favorite? Diving is too dangerous!
Yep, that's a common one for sure. It probably stems from the fact that for a lot of years, it was really portrayed as something for danger junkies and thrill seekers.
Not to mention modern movies like Open Water.
Yeah, they sure don't help, do they? But the truth is, while, yes, diving has its inherent risks...
So does driving to work every day.
No joke. But keep in mind, diving's never been safer. Equipment manufacturers have worked long and hard to increase safety standards and the reliability of gear. And training agencies have really increased the skills they impart to new divers.
And Dan continues to study and learn about dive medicine, how to treat and prevent dive injuries, and, of course, run the emergency hotline.
Yes, we do.
And right on the heels of diving being dangerous, you get, there are way too many creatures that will eat me out there. I saw Jaws. I know.
Come on, Greg. Jaws messed with everyone's psyche. But it was just a movie, and not what you're going to find when you go underwater. The truth is that the water is filled with a bunch of fascinating creatures, and they're a whole lot more afraid of you than we are of them.
And most marine life injuries come from diver error, right?
Right. So just follow the safety precautions you're taught, respect the creatures sharing the water with you, and you should be fine.
Let's see. Do you ever get you have to travel to see anything good?
All the time. Do you have to travel very far to see anything good?
Well, not far, but I live in Florida. How about you?
No, and I live several hours from an ocean. Keep in mind, there are still thrills to be had in any backyard, whether it's in a lake or a quarry, river, spring, pond, it doesn't matter. They all have unique attributes that make them worth exploring.
Of course, if you get the chance to explore someplace exotic and wondrous...
Go. That's one of the great parts of diving.
What others do you hear?
Well, I hear concerns about diving's too expensive.
Yep, I get that question too. But I just remind the diver that this is a sport just like any other, and that diving services and gear have a wide range of costs. I encourage them to do their research before they spend, and if they're considering buying gear, to rent before they purchase. It increases the likelihood they'll be happy with their choice, and with proper care, it should last them several years.
Good one. Do you ever get the, I can't dive, I don't have a buddy?
Yeah, but you have to admit, it's probably the silliest myth of all.
Of course it is, and not knowing anyone in the sport should never dissuade a prospective diver. By the time entry-level training is done, every diver has met potential buddies, and it's likely their local dive shop or training center has some sort of social or diving network of which they can be a part of. That's one of the best parts about diving, isn't it? You may not know many divers when you start, but that's really something that won't stay true for very long.
You know, there is one other that can be a concern, and that's when the person thinks they can't dive for medical reasons. What do you and the crew at Dan have to say about that?
It's true that some medical conditions will keep people from diving, but that list is shorter than you think. Conditions that used to keep divers out of the water don't necessarily do so anymore, and we become more informed about diving and medicine every day. So I tell divers if they have any questions or concerns at all, I suggest they call their doctor or call Dan. We can either help answer their question or refer them to a physician familiar with the issues associated with diving.
Sometimes it's hard to separate fact from fiction, but it's important to know the truth. As divers, it's up to us to set the story straight for future divers. Make sure they and you have the facts straight from the start. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we have some more information we need to share with you. And, oh, I got just about got wet there, so I apologize, you know. And just say,
we're just
know,
throwing
we're so
people
excited.
In the water right and left.
Exactly.
Here.
We're so excited about going diving. People are, we're losing people. Was that Jimmy that just jumped in there? It might have been.
Could have been Jimmy. Could have been CJ.
Yeah. Hey, the new Scuba Radio widget at scubaradio.com has become a big hit. Now, what is the widget? If you didn't already know about this, go to scubaradio.com. At the bottom of the page, we have a video widget and a audio widget. And basically, the video widget has like our mermaid videos and some of the videos that we were talking about earlier on the show from our Explore Adventure trips. And it's a little box type thing that you can put on your desktop computer, laptop, whatever that may be, and literally have the access to the videos and the latest edition of Scuba Radio at your fingertips. And it's a really convenient little mini program that you can put on your computer desktop. Or you can take it and actually embed it into your personal website. Say you have a MySpace page or something like that, just take the Scuba Radio widget, put it on your own MySpace page, and then every time people come to your site, they'll see the latest edition of Scuba Radio and can literally listen to it while they're surfing your page. So it'll go on your MySpace, Facebook, all those things. Just check it out at scubaradio.com. We're getting rave reviews on the Scuba Radio widget, which doesn't surprise me because we've been getting requests from people for many years that have said, hey, we want to put Scuba Radio on our website. How can we do it? And we're like, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. Da, da, da. This pretty much makes it idiot-proof.
Yeah, and in fact, it comes with a great slogan, don't be an idiot, come and get our widget.
That's it. So, once again,
with marketing just, like that, how could it go wrong?
Yeah, Bill came up with that one, I think. ScubaRadio.com for the Scuba Radio widget. Check it out and get hip with the rest of the online crowd. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting two television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Is that a moray in your pocket? Or
or you just happy to see me?
Hi, this is Angela Little, Miss August 1998 Playboy Playmate, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And here's my close personal friends, Greg, the Dive Master.
You know, Angela Little, she was Playboy Playmate there. I met her on the airport, or on the airplane flying to Chicago. And we're going to be going back to Chicago, flying that same route. I don't know if we'll have the same luck. But,
good luck, Greg. Good luck.
In a few weeks, June 7th and 8th, we're going up there to Hague Quarry for DUI Demo Day and just a fun event out at...
You know, I was wondering why you were going up to a quarry dive site. Not that that's not a great place to dive,
yeah,
but I know that it's not warm, and I know how you are about warm water, so I was confused, but now I understand. You think there's a chance there may be a playmate,
yeah,
or a Playboy bunny, or, I don't know, some hustler honey, or whatever they're called, some FHM girl on the plane sitting next to you.
Well, I got a backup plan. We got Mermaid Denise and Mermaid Nikki that are flying up there with me.
Ah, there we go.
Bringing our mermaids up there to the Chicagoland area.
One of these birds of a feather flock together things.
Exactly.
You can take a couple of hot chicks with you. More hot chicks will show up.
Oh, my.
It works.
Yeah, it does indeed. And Kevin, who is from that part of the world, he sent me a little birthday greeting. Thank you for that. And all the folks at the Scuba Radio or Greg the Dive Master MySpace page, I got to do a little shout out for all the folks that sent birthday wishes this week. I appreciate that. But, yeah, if you're in the Chicago area, June 7th and 8th, we will be there at Hague Quarry. Go to HagueQuarry.com, and you can join us with the mermaids, and we're going to do the show and talk a little bit about cold water diving, do a dry suit, experiment with myself, see if I can survive.
That'll be nice.
It'll be good stuff.
Yeah, you haven't mentioned it, and I know it's an oversight on your part, Greg, but thanks also to the AARP for welcoming Greg into your midst this year on his birthday. So yeah. I know Greg appreciates it, but you don't have a MySpace page. So,
by the way, did I mention what Jimmy the Helper Boy brought in as a birthday gift to me? Care to say what?
Yeah, Greg, I got you this limited edition, your favorite movie DVD,
yeah,
Kill Bill, Volume 1 and 2.
Thank you. Yes, good stuff. Good stuff indeed. Hey, hour two is on deck. We're going to talk to the Patty GoPro professional winner from last year and tell you how you can win some big money as well as some cool prizes from the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. We'll check in with Lucia from Andros because we're heading there next weekend for Memorial Day, and all kinds of extra good stuff for you to stick around and join us for hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.